Yeah.
So we saw this Gimel Tvarim Shailam I made, and Torah by Gimel Chassadim, and he explained the Nikud of each one as being a Nikud of the Tachlis of the Bria of the Torah's Adam and so on. Now he's going to go to the opposite side. Min Advarim HaShabani Yishchol HaHavim Mash'om HaChazal Kikol HaVir Shabitur Yavar Val Yarek Chutzam V'Dezor Gilarais HaShvichas Domi. So, again, when Chazal say there's three Averis that are not given over, that are not given to be Mevatel, so obviously it's not only just happens to be three that are over a certain Chumra. In other words, Baal Bate should say, listen, all Averis are rated as the Chumra, and three of them have an over 95 ratings, so B'mela, they have to Yarg V'Yavar. The understanding is that an Averit of Yarg V'Yavar means it's a very core Averit. It goes to the heart of the Torah. And there are three areas in which there's a heart. So just like there are three Avarim that are essential, such as the Mayach, the Lev, and the Kaved, are very essential. So B'mela here also, these three nyanim are the center of three different essential features, and we'll show that's connected these nyanim. When Advarim Shabiyana Yishol Havid Masham Chazal Ki Chol Aver Shabetayra Yaver Val Yarek. But by the way, just as a Maimar Muzger, it's one of the things that you also it's the way to look at things. It says, for instance, that different Averis. An essay is Nimchal right away with Tshuva, a lav waits for Malkus, and so on. And finally, Chil Hashem is only Yom HaMisa's Mechapa. So in the listing, that listing, it's more Chomer than everything else, Chil Hashem. So yes, in a certain Nekuda, that's the most Chomer. Just like we'll say that certain Evarim and a person are essentially Evarim, certain Evarim are the most painful in case they're Nizik, certain Avarim have the least tikkun if they're damaged. Whenever you speak of chomer and kal, there's always a need to try to understand in what sense. It's not one in that chomer and kal. So these gimel averis are chomers, but each one is chomer in its own area. I just wanted to remind you, because people ask, I mean, Chil Hashem is a lav sahakal, so how could it be the most chomer in terms of kapara? So, yes, in terms of kapara and tikkun, it is the hardest one, and it has an explanation, but you can't just say, is it more chomer, is it more kal? It depends in what area. Advarim HaShabiyan HaShalav HaShem Chazal Ki Chol Aver Shavtar Yav HaYar Kuzam HaZog Yerai Shvich Dom Ki Afim Nosuch HaChomim Svar L'Shvich Dom De Mai Chaz Yidom Yach Sumak Tvei Dom HaChav Sumak Tvei Aval Gil HaRais Loi Nos Nutam Rak Yafin HaMikor Kisim Koymoy. So he said, even though a person could say that Shvich Dom is not something that is something which is because it's so chomer, but rather that the Gemara learns there's no dechia. The Gemara says the svar there's no dechia. Abul Ma'is, you see from the Hemshech, so two things. First of all, stam. He says it technically the reason is because my chazit is amit achsum tfei. But Lema'is said these three are listed as three averis and vice versa. Mitzad the toichin, they all have a common nekuda. Also, Lema'is at the end of the day. Shvichos Domim, Gil HaRais is learned from Shvichos Domim, so the Mashmos is both of them have a common denominator. That's what he says. Well, Gil HaRais learns the Tam. Like in the Quran, the Pasuk, it says that this is like somebody that's Harag HaNefesh. The reason Harag HaNefesh is because my Chazis, then there's no Tzushtel back to Gil HaRais. Bal Korchoch, my Chazis is a technical Raya. In other words, that proves that this is, it has no Tchia. But the fact that the Perev can learn Gilarayas from there tells me that mitzad the teichin it's a chomer betzim. Avol tam dov hazeh ki elu gimel averis heim hefek el gimel dvarim shalom oimer aleihem. These three averis are if the world stands on three points, just like when you blow up a building, what you look to blow up are the you have a demolition crew or a terrorist gang, the building has 1,000 parts to it, and a lot of it you'd be wasting a bomb on it. If you put the bomb in the places that support the building, that collapses the building. So these three averis are connected to Gimel Dvarim Sh'olam Omer Aleihem. Kein Safik, Kavoyde Zara, Hefech Avoyde Sh'Hashem Yisbarach. Obviously, Avoyde Zara is connected to Avoyde Sh'Hashem. I mean, first of all, it's named this Avoyde Zara. And also, if Avoyde is Batas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avoyde Zara is not hit Natskus from his father's Hashem. Kains of Avodas Hefer Avodia. Veshvichas Domim Hefer Gmilas Chasodim. Kizem Meitiv La'acha Vo'isu Leidah V'shein Tzorch La'asais. Veshvichas Domim Abdu L'gamri. In other words, there is no bigger... Chesed means that the other person's kiyum is better somehow. That the other person's position, the Ritzich is the complete akir of the other person. Gilarayas who have chatera, kikvarbana lemaila, kimailas chatera shua seichel nitl menachami legamri. The end of us shall yodo ho adam nitl menachami rakal yatera sichlis. The end of us a raya. So, the half of the gilarayas, shaholach acha nusa guf shi gilarayas, as olach acha chomri, shunechshav legamri, kwa behem achamar. Well, I want to talk about this a minute because it's an important nekuda. On both ends of the scale, we have a little bit of a problem. First of all, arayas, in modern perspective, you ask yourself, what's so terribly wrong about arayas? What is wrong with arayas? I mean, to say that, I mean, it's a tremendous hanoah, but that's not a reason why it should be usher. I mean, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask us just because it is a hanoah and make it one of the Gimel Chamurais? Kilo, what's in the kuda of arayas? On the other hand, Talmud Torah. So of course, if you don't know, you can't keep the halachas, and it's important to seek in the mitzvahs, the dinim. Correct, but how are we magdir what the hisaskus b'Torah is mitzad ma'ala shabai? And it's like he says here, both of them are connected. Zeh connected zeh. Lemoshel, when a person lives, when a person's mitzias, his thoughts, his feelings, his askus, is all chomri, then the pshat is the person is chomri, is bahami. A person who's thinking about arayas, looking forward towards arayas, shaku in arayas, kol kulay, then his mitzias is a mitzias of physical pleasure, and his physicality is his sense of self. The Umas Olam, the writers of Umas Olam, have a message that when you get to a tkuf in life, when the person loses his yetzer darayas, lom lichayim. It's yom shin rovim chayfet. That's the mitzvah of it. It's something where once it's gone, so now he has another self. There's no self except the self that's shakua. Someone once told me, he's actually in the mirror, he's a man in the mirror, my age. He is a Baal Tshuva, and he used to work. He was very into exploring the world and seeing different things, and he worked in all sorts of very interesting places. One interesting place he worked in was a mental home. And he told me that different people had different madrigas. They had people that were coming in for a while, there were people that were chronically ill, and there were people that were basically helpless to do anything except they needed completely to be helped completely. And one of those patients, he said, was somebody whose syphilis had eaten up most of his brain, and he needed to be helped with everything, basically. The only thing that he had left was that when in the cave would walk by his bed, he would try to grab her. That was the only thing that was left to his personality. The materials of the person becomes kol kulei kasha with chomri, and that's in a sense that is the worst thing a person can be. Rav Hutna has one of my marim describes it says by Elazar ben Nedaya that when he did tshuva he died. So he asked, why did he die? What was the... So he said, his koyach haratzon, which is the koyach hachius, had become so intertwined with arayus that when you removed arayus, you were menatic the koyach hachius of the person. Like a tumor that would grow, that grows on a heart. At some point, if you cut the tumor out, there's no heart either, because the tumor had become the wall of the heart. So he said, his koyach haratzon, which is the koyach hachius, had become completely involved in arayus. That is what arayus does to a person. Torah is the pshat, the person becomes a sichli. His metzias is sichli. His whole metzias is understanding and das and so on. The mele that the end of a shal yodei ha'adab nivu machom rakad et ha'ar sichlis, meitzach on zeraya. Herfuch says gila rayas, שהולך אחז נוס הגוף שהוא גיל הרייס. ובזה הולך אחר חומרי עד שנחשב לגמרי כמו בהמה וחמור. וכן הוא מחזל, כי מייס אז נוס אז מייס בהמה. ומסכת הסויטם נעימה קרבונה של סויטם מייך בהמה של נסוירים. אמרו, תאו יוסף מייס בהמה ולפי כל קרבונה מייך בהמה. אבל זה דוב הזה יצריך ראי, כי אז נוס מייס בהמה חומרס. So מצד צורס אודם, it's a complete הפקוע from צורס אודם, and Talmud Torah is the Tzuras Adam Be'etzim. What do we have to say? Sister, Loma Nema, Lelamet she'inam no'afim no'afim ad she'yachnes behem ad she'konis behem ruach shtus ad kan. In other words, it's the lack of sichlis allows a place for arayis. Like the famous Rambam that says that only in the leif poni b'chochum is the yehurei avera. Lelamet she'inam no'afim ad kan. Lamadam is there ke'ena hoylech ke'en hoylech adam achaz nus rak ad she'konis behem ruach shtus. שמוי בהמה, מלאס חיימה ועוז יש ניוף. לפיקו חזנוס של גיל הרייס הוא מהפך מדרגס התאירה שתאירה סיכליס. והזנוס זה מייס החומרי. ולפיקו באלה רואי שיד נרק ועל יבוי. קים שקים עוד מן ישלוי של דבר משתים כאן. שעד ישלוי של דבר עוד מן. So בעצם, the reason why it's יחרק ועל יבוי is because always the reason why Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha is because there's a Bechina V'chai Bohem. There's still some Chiyus there. And it's an Aveira that doesn't destroy the person's Chiyus Be'etzim. So then there's a Svara of Mutter Shechalav Shabbos Echad and Lo Yechalo Sheikayim Harbe Shabbos. So in all Aveiras, there's a V'chai Bohem is tells me there's a Chiyus left over in Ruchnius. B'meil, if you give him the chance, it'll regrow again. And these inyanim, since you're killing, there's no v'chai b'hem if you have these inyanim. B'meil is yarek v'yam. It says ki sister atchikat beruach shtus l'marik hashen holach achaznus rak shikat beruach shtus shukmoy behema v'al shchime v'oz yish niyuf l'fika chaznus shukil ayar kildana. For behemoth them in other mitzvahs club. The mitzvah, so person, since the person has no mitzvahs, so the male, there's no v'chai behem in it. The mitzvah lava v'yarek are kolponim nashav kulei other mitzvahs. Umutav shem is zaka v'yam is chayev. Kasher hefach atoyv kulei mitzvahs club. Ve'af agav shu ba'oynes. So even though it's ba'oynes. So the mice, mikomokam kiyum shayla dvarim noitim and atzvahs legamri. So he's saying, "Oynes is only when something is a question of fault, guilt, etc." In other words, and it is a halacha is that these are oynes because the halacha is if you are over on any one of these three oynes, you're not chayev misa because it doesn't have it has a shem aver oynes. So oynes rechmona patri. I mean, there's a famous Shiloh. I mean, the Rishonim say mostly that Oynes is Lav Kamanda Ovid. There does seem to be a Shalmi that says, Shalmi, with the Natiya in the Rishonim and the Babli, that Oynes is not Kamanda Ovid. In other words, you can say Oynes Rahmana Patre, but you can't say Oynes as if you did something. So B'meila, where the Pshat is, it's the guilt of that Veir that the problem is. So Oynes is Potter. But we're talking about the Etzem Metzius Adam, so if the person has no Metzius, he has no Metzius. So he says, even though he's Be'oynes, Mikomokim Kim שאלו דברים נויטים לציוס לגמרי, לשייך להם וחי בהם, ולא שיימס בהם. ואלו גמל עבירס הוא עצם המיסה והדן. And these three עבירס, it is, that's מיסה בעצם, ואין במציא שרחיוס כלל בדבר זה מבואה. So the first thing, so he's explaining why these three averes are connected, those three averes, that's first of all. Now, he says another tushtel on the averes of the Dor HaMabul.
Can I just ask a question?
Yes.
Two things. First of all, the Rishonim brings several rayas that a rayas is a chayk. I think it's the Magid Mishnah who says from the fact that one's own grandmother is only Nesa Bishnius and one's wife's grandmother is Asimina Teira. And they bring other rayas that arayas is...
The Rambam says something Purish, yeah. Right. One place Rambam says that's a chayk, yes.
Right. That's one thing. I have to understand that the Achas, what we're saying now. And secondly, if we're saying that the kilkul and the hashchasa of arayas is that a person becomes, you know, karuch and is in his davik with gufnius and so on, why is that misbate in the, you know, the test of Arayas? I mean,
right.
That's a din that a person should
know.
Any pnuya
should be any pnuya.
Any pnuya, or even with one's own wife, you know. I'm saying, what does it have to do with the test? Am I, it's like a simon that if a person is so orangutan in Arayas, it'll go to these types of women, but like,
right.
What's the...
So let's, I guess let's try to deal with both questions. They're both important. The first one, the chayk, is, I think, the pshat is like this. Chayk means we don't have an innate tefisa sichlis of seichel adam in that. In other words, the fact that I can explain it to you and give it to you as a reason is not the that doesn't make it mishpat. Mishpat means the act, and listen, Paraduma, I could write a whole sefer on Paraduma. There's a Maseches Para, and then I could write Shtikach Torah from the beginning to the end of it. But it doesn't have a real tfis in Seichel Adam. The Geneva and Gzela have a makom tfis in Seichel Adam as an Adam. Even a person who's not very ruchnistic, there's a click in his mind for Gzela and Gneva. For Arayas, Lav Davke. So even though I can explain to you, become Obami, become Meruchik, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yonim, but that does not click in to a person's basic seichel of as a flesh and blood, that it's wrong. We don't have the same hargush of wrong towards Arayas as we have towards Gzela. We have it when we mekadesh ourselves and we uplift ourselves, ashekseron tzvoyso v'tzvona al arayas, that's when we kind of have a certain hargosha for it. But that hargosha is the product of ruchnius. It's not the product of the body. Chayk means all mitzvot that are chukim are eloikis. They're sensible in the realm of ruchnius, not in the world of gashmius. So that's why it's a chayk. The very fact that the hezber is a kind of hezber, like I'm telling you, that it's because the person becomes sichli versus bahami, a secular person, a totally secular person will say, that's beautiful, but that doesn't. There's no way to... I'm not the herring that's the most terrible thing. You know, I think it's nice, and it's very elevating, it's inspiring, but I can't call it a hashchas of the etzim adam. An adam as an adam doesn't inherit that way. Secondly, what you asked about these, it's an interesting point, and I guess I try a few of them, but it's something that I thought about also. The Arayas, the Maral says, when he explains the Arayas, that these Arayas are things that are not moilid, because they're very karvala adam. That's how he explains Arayas. Other Rishonim say, because they're very, these Arayas are an easy hesed yad of a person. They're almost, it reduces Arayas to bodily function. Your sister lives with you, you pick up your sister. Your wife's family lives with you, you pick up your wife's family. In other words, there's no boundary. It does not allow gedarim. It says the Lashon that Chazal uses, it says, after the Ramah, they were goiter themselves in arayas. They know who goiter themselves in arayas. But the minute you put some restriction, some restraint on it, you've already transformed it to a different surah. It's saying it's a relationship. It's part of man-wife relationship. It's not. They have lahavdil. I once read they when they take rats, they insert a needle into a part of their brain, which is the pleasure center. What the rat will, and if you need to press a certain pedal to stimulate it, the rat will stimulate it, will keep banging away until he dies. No, you know, that's a teva. So any gather, when a person says you've got to go out and meet a person and so on, that already is some sort of tsura or gather to put on arayas. But arayas are the craving of a person, the pshat is, whatever he has at hand, that's what he's boil. Maybe that's why I'm less sure if that has, but the first Indian is definitely right. It's a chayk in the sense that Seichel HaAdam Mitzad Adam, before he elevates himself, doesn't have the hair in it.
Can I ask something?
Hello?
Can I ask something?
Yes.
Do we speak specifically about Arayas? What's about the other Taivas, Gufnis, Achila, and so on? Is Arayas just because that's the strongest, or is there something else?
The most powerful, yes. Everything else would be a sniff of it to some degree, but it's not as all-encompassing, as all-powerful as Arayas. And also, it displaces the personality. I mean, a person who eats a lot, who's a glutton, Ibn Musaylam look at him as a sick person. A person who's shot of an arayas, people sort of look at him as a chevreman. They don't even look at him as a. It becomes a tsuras adam.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely the most powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says, okay. Then he shows to the Dora Mabu. Now let's understand that as well. The first klal is the earlier something occurs in the Torah, the more seminal it is. Because you're dealing about more shurish pinyanim. The maral is mayor tremendously about that the chet of Eitz Hadas included all averis. All the chassidish sfarim are always full, kabbalah sfarim, that everything's a tikkun for the chet of Eitz Hadas and so on. The earlier on something happens, the more it hits at the shurish. So the first place where there's really a full parasha of a doir, of the world collapsing, is doir hamabul. And since we're speaking about Gimel Dvar Shalom Oymed, the first time that the world was nichshel as a world was the Mabul, the Mabul, and it stands to reason that it collapsed on all three yisaitis. Umezet teirak if dara Mabul and nech velan shechotu b'chol el Gimel Dvar Shalom Oymed aleich, uba lehepech. Because not lehepech, oz ha'olam necha maran behema. So if you want to see a demonstration of Gimel Dvar Shalom Oymed, let's take a look at a time that the world wasn't standing, and then we can be done with Yizeh. If Yishechotu b'avodizara v'yhefech amud avoda. K'mo shomer chazal, v'yar l'kim es odo v'yini nishchosa. Ein nishchosa el avodizara v'arayas. Avodizara d'chsiv petashchis v'yisim ha'pesel t'mun es koil. V'arayas d'chsiv ki hishchis kol boses darkoi. So you have two things. You have something called avodizara, which is called ashchosa, and Araya, which is also called Hashchasa. The Eilu Shedvam Hefech Shnei Amud Olam Shalem Olam Kayam Shem Avoyde Vatayra. The Oyd Hayabem Gezel Kedachsiv Atemol Aretz Chomas. So the Gezel is Hefech. The Dov is a Hefech Mos Chasodim Shnei Shalem Shaloi. The Zek Gezel Shaloi. I had a pshat once. It says, what was the Gezel? So it says that they used to turn over somebody's cart. Somebody had little vegetables he was selling. They would turn it over, and they would all take pachos from a pruta, and that's until they took everything away from him. So, what's the pshat in this lamdish gzeila? What are Chazal telling us? So the teret is, let's give a marshal. If somebody steals my car, That's a gzeila that bothers me because I'm missing a car. It's a lot of money and I need it, and that gzeila is a tzar hefset moment. chocolates, a big batch of cheap chocolates. And somebody comes in, and whenever he feels like he helps himself, he doesn't ask any questions, doesn't give any explanations, shali, it's a good. It's annoying also. Why? How much is the chocolate worth? It could be possible to have a puta. And I have enough chocolate. But the sense that the person has erased any form of my bias, it's mine. I mean, ask, say, explain, apologize, something. When the person is noyig minik hefka with my possessions, then the fact that he's eradicating my sense of bias is what bothers me. So the gzela is the sense that the person has a schus kiyum. So it's not schus kiyum, but schus bailus. That's what they were trying to do when it said they would overturn it and they would take pachas mishava pruta. They were going. It's not that tsar of the missing that particular point. Normal gzela is a certain tsar. I earned money and now I don't have the money. I can't use it. I don't have that no of the pruta. Here the pshat is I'm afraid to the ethem right to own the pruta. When they're missing that amud, the world it was hard. Omnam, mashamaru kefakimil kasodim shviras domim v'kanamagos v'sodim gezel. So it's a little bit inconsistent. What's the hefakh? V'vadei hova shapehu. V'zeo, ki b'doyer hamav lakasim dava mikol oilom. V'gezel hoya behem yoysa. Ki l'chsiv v'atimola atchoma shakoyle guizim v'choymsim. והארץ מלאי החומס. ולא שייך לא אמא ותמול ארץ שפיך הסדומים. שאני בבד יש אלון קיים. In other words, if the world would have become full of שפיך הסדומים, you wouldn't have a world. So you can't say that the world became full of שפיך הסדומים. But the world became full of עניינים, of גזלה. That's שייך, it's a world of גזלה. אבל חומס ארץ שתהיה אלו מלאי המינה. אבל אצל אדם יחידי, בבד יהפך מלאי חסודים, is kasher hargul legamrei. Vav mashe kosev medav de amal mekol oret pashach tov zon shvichus tovim. Shem kena yubot loilo. Vehine yisvaya lecha pirash amishin shayim zaveilo. So we see, he's explaining that the three inyanim are inyanim of amud ha'oilam. The world was created with three purposes, and that's why these are amudim. These are three things defining the tzura of the world, mitzad tzvi inyanim, mitzad the world itself, mitzad its kibbutz, its sheirish, and mitzad its hemshach, to all the pratim as a world, of the three basic yisaitis of the world. The three inyanim are the toichin of that. Toir is the tzuras adam, avayda is the tzuras adam, mitzad hemshach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and gemilas chesed is the tzuras adam, mitzad all the pieces fitting together. These are shalosh divrei adam ha'emet. And he's pointing out the three averis that are the three cardinal averis undercut these three inyanim, gilarai, shvichus dam, v'rezara. And in the Ramabul, you also had these three averis expressed a little bit differently as far as shvichus dam goes and so on. Any shaylos?
I just want to make sure I understand the idea of avodah zarah correctly. I think I once saw maybe in the Netziv that I think he said that the zorus of avodah zarah is that avodah Hashem nepshat is a person supposed to be mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Right.
The zorus in avodah zarah is not that you're being mevatel yourself to Pa'ar or whatever it is, that you're somehow exploiting and manipulating various keichas to ultimately bring about the shefet to you. And I understand also that that's what the Maral means to say over here, that's why it's the zele umazem. If you say the pshat and avodah zarah is instead of being mishabed myself to Hashem, I'm being mishabed myself to something else.
You're saying the second knet in avodah zarah, which is a correct knet, but I don't think it's what he means.
What's the zele? Why is it the hefech then?
Because basically, person can't be davuk, a woman can't be married to two men. It's from the Beitrei Lechazia. So the being medavik is up to something else is automatically a nituk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hobahatah. You're not adding a husband. You're you're being mafkir yourself from the first husband. So the like it says kotzer hamatzah melihistareya, the lashon by Chayso and the way by Mizr and by Menashe. Avodah Zarah mitzad this is a nitik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzim. Zima l'moshel harayis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that Zima, so he doesn't like it. But this is saying goodbye to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going somewhere else. There is a second knetch, and that is correct, that in Avodah Zarah, b'derech klal, the mahalach of Avodah is for your own benefit.
Right.
And the Mela, it's a different type. It's Shnayim Rosas Ami. It's the wrong one. It's Bechlal, it's different Mahalach. It's Kirilu forcing Kleiches to do what you want. And that's the reason in Kishuv, Klap Avodas Hashem, is that Mahalach. Kishuv, Kirilu, is using Kleiches of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to be Memale Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but is Menatik from the Ratzon. That's why Kishuv, even though it's not a Vodazar per se, it has in itself kind of a resurrected connection. The psukim we're learning them in Rei and Shaftim when you learn the passages of Navi Sheker and you learn the passages of Kishuv and so on. The connection of Kishuv is that you're using it's Kiilu the right address but for the wrong purpose. The Moshul Ma'adav Adoyma. You go to the king and you ask the secretary to go behind the king's back and to sign something which the king wouldn't want. So that Kishuv has a separate kinach because of that. And all of the Zoras are like that. They're called Acherim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Alponai. When you relate to somebody face to face means you want to relate to his Ratzon. When behind his back means you just want to use him for a purpose. You're using the person. You're not relating to him. That's really the nature of Achim as part of it. But those are true things, but they're not. That's not the heart of it. The heart of it is that you point it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, one of the two is Yesheirish. One of the two is the mechubin of everything that you have. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Baal? Most of the points that I see him is really the Yesheirish of the Zohar. You cannot be Poseach on Shteya Sifim. Either this is home or that's home.
Mm-hmm. Can I just ask one more thing?
Sure.
Nothing to do with it. With this, just we learned with Rabbi about the 10 spheres. I saw that this week the Ben Yehuda brings in one of them, the Kubalim. I'm not sure who it is, but
yeah.
On the Gemara in Shabbos, which says that if a dayan dans in a din emes lamita, he nasa shutu l'kadosh baruch hu.
Right.
He brings from one of the Kubalim that there's a kasher between the seven midos to the whole concept of the dayanim and the edim and the teveh and the nitzba. I just want to make sure I understand one nekuda. Yeah, he says that. He's mekasher the three dayanim, the two edim, and the teveh and the nitzba to the seven midos.
Right.
And he says that the dayanim is bebechinas chagas. Which I think I understand because we look at it, one dayan is trying to be mezakeh, one is trying to be mechayev, and one is the mamutza. So I think
that's correct.
Now with teveh and nitveh, he says the teveh is connected yisoid, and the nitveh is connected malchus. I understand that the pshat and the teveh is connected yisoid is because he's the one who's trying to be motzi peiris, he's trying to be mamshech, and he's trying to gain more. It's like a bechin of yisoid where you're trying to extend and bring about more payrus. I'm wondering if that's the bechinas yisoid, and the reason why the nitzvah is the bechin of malchus is because the din ultimately will be niskayim in him, whether or not he has to give or not.
Right.
Ultimately, it'll be it'll be manifest in that nitzvah, whether or not he was zakeh or chayiv, the malchus. If I'm understanding correctly.
The nitzvah is ki'ilu the object of the whole process. Is to establish the din in the nitva. In other words, I'm being me'orer the dayanim that this person is not ketikunoi and he needs to have he needs to pay money to align what he's done wrong. So in a certain sense, the nitva is the end result of it. Everything lands on the din of the dayanim lands on the nitva. And it's metakin the nitva, so the nitva is kilu the nukva is kilu the that the teveh. I'm not sure exactly that. I'm not sure.
And by he says the Edom is keneged Netzach and Hoyd, which I also wasn't sure about. It just means that they're bringing out the Chesed and the Gevurah b'fayil. They're the ones who actually
Edom, they're not doing the din b'etzem. They're allowing their hechetimtza for the din to be chal. Without Edom,
right.
You have no way of establishing the din. The Dayanim know what the din is, and the nitvah's ton, but you need a certain hechetimtza. So the hechetimtza, netzach and hoyd, are always the means for something. So there's an element of the hechetimtza for din to be chal. But the tzeidia being said is an interesting one. I don't know. The mitzvah being Neged Malchus is because that's where it's going to land. That's tachlis where things are going to happen.
I mean, the inyan of Asiyas, Peiris, and Hemshech, isn't that an inyan of Yisoid?
It is, but I don't know exactly the Chor of the Tzeidia is the one that's Mo'er the Din. He's not the one that's carrying it out. He's not the... Here's a Yisoid at the final. In terms of connecting that yearning to this, I don't have a havana that's miniach hadas. The other ones are more miniach hadas.
Right.
Can I just get back to the avodah zarah thing 1 minute?
Sure.
I don't fully understand. If we're saying that avodah zarah, the person is basically in it for himself, so the lechayy there's no his batlas to avodah zarah. So all he's doing is he's kilu saying bye bye to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And just going to do his own thing. It's a bit like a kfira, like an atheist. He's not really going to be misbattled to any other kayach. So where is the...
No, but he's menatic. You know, the etzem, there is no room for Kadosh Baruch Hu and something else. Either the kayach olyin is a Kadosh Baruch Hu or something else. The minute you give a kayach olyin to something else, you're already being menatic it from the sheirish. There's no way you can there's no way you mechubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu by. I'll give you a marshal. Let's give a marshal. Let's say an isha is mezana tachas baila. So the fact that she found somebody else is menatik from the husband. Echad abav, echad abayil. The relationship with the second one will never be a relationship. I mean, she's asurah, but it'll never be a relationship of a real husband and wife, because it's built on infidelity. In other words, when a single woman is going out with a man, she's looking for shidduch. So the pshat is she's looking for the person to have this kesher of nemanis to, and so on and so forth. So the side of their relationship is the nemanis and the spatlos and the v'chulu v'chulu. When the relationship started because I liked you, because I thought that you're interesting or cute or wealthy or whatever it is, because it can't be nemanis because you were neman to your husband, so how are you mezana? So the two things. First of all, the affair with the second person, asidu labal, it was menatik the kesher with the baal, and it also means you can never have a kesher issues with the boil, because the kesher issues was built on not fidelity. The kesher issues was built on not having on a non kesher, so it can never be a kesher. So when a person of Eved Zara, there's two roys. There is the nitzav of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and there's the fact that the etzem the yachas of Eved Zara is one of infidelity. It's one of just functional. I happen to like Eved Zara. It's good for me. If a person becomes a reformed Jew, so I tell him two things. First of all, you're not doing Avodas Hashem, you're menatik yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Secondly, the whole Avodah reform is just what you find pleasant and communal. It's not a bittul to a higher das or rutzen. It's an expression of what you find. You find it to be very pleasantly religious. It gives you just the right blend of community and family needs, and that's that. So there are two things. I properly appraise reform as being doubly wrong. First of all, it's going connected to Hashem, so I lost HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And second, it's not the fact you found a different God. It's not Christianity. It's you found you molded the religion to fit your purposes.
So there isn't really a hisbatlus to another koach. That's not really the issue.
Right. In Avodah Zarah, it's always the whole mitzvah. If you take a look, if you read the mythology, all the gods are busy all day long, trying to zemekulashli. There's no sense of hisbatlus towards a higher mitzvah, towards a greater mitzvah, towards that. It's all, jacking for a better position.
So when we talk about Avodah Zarah, it's really a completely different.
Correct. It's an imitation. It's an imitation of Avodah. Moshel Ma'adava Daimer. If a person, if you see a chava that you like, and you miss, and you hug him and you kiss him, that's one thing. If you meet somebody that you're trying to close a deal with, and you give him a big hug and say, "Oh, how's everything?" The hug is two different hugs. One is an expression of kesha, kiv, and his battles. One is the expression of, try to use the person to get something out of him. It's two different, it's two different worlds. It's two different avos. Avodah Zarah is always down deep. It's only functional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good.
And there's a small chance that I'm not going to be in next week. I'm not sure yet, but it seems like if you call and nobody answers, I'll try to let you know. I just might be bedrochen, that's all. So I'll try to let you know as soon as I know. I'll try to call a Yaakov or somebody, let him know. But I'm not sure if Hashem, before Hashanah, we can get together. I don't know if the Kailov will be there Thursday before Hashanah. What's the
sure.
Okay, Besedik.
Okay.
So we'll see that next week, and thank Hashem.